Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
Kenai Alternative High School is facing a staff reduction under all three proposed budget cut scenarios by the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. While the school was previously considered for possible closure, Superintendent Clayton Holland clarified on March 25th that a staff cut rather than closure is being recommended due to a significant decline in student enrollment. The proposed reduction amounts to nearly $202,000 in teachers' salaries and benefits. One full-time position will be eliminated, while an existing part-time vacancy will remain unfulfilled. Kenai Alternative, along with other alternative schools in the district, is staffed through administrative regulation rather than the standard pupil-to-teacher ratio, giving the district more discretion in staffing decisions. Although fewer students would normally warrant larger cuts, Holland acknowledged the school's unique role in supporting students with special needs and challenges. At a recent board meeting, students and staff passionately defended the value of the school. Students described Kenai Alternative as a supportive, family-like environment that gave them a second chance at education. Principal John Gallum emphasized that many students rely on the school's small staff for vital personnel support. Retired teacher Vicki Ronnie and current staff member Allison Larson both stressed the school's long-standing role in helping at-risk students succeed and contribute to the local community. The trial for two Alaska State Troopers indicted on felony assault charges for their alleged conduct during a May arrest in Kenai was on Wednesday pushed back to 2026 after defense lawyers and prosecutors asked for more time to collect evidence. The change comes 4 months after a judge set a date certain trial for June. Both Joseph Miller and Jason Woodruff are accused of assaulting Ben Tika, who they approached while trying to arrest his cousin early on May 24th of last year, according to a complaint by the state attorney general filed in the 3rd Judicial District at Kenai on August 14th. The complaint says that the two troopers, while trying to arrest Tika's cousin, allowed a police dog to repeatedly bite Tika and kicked him in the head and other parts of the body. The complaint says Tika was hospitalized with several broken bones, lacerations, and open wounds. A Kenai grand jury back in October returned an indictment for both troopers with a single count each of felony first-degree assault. At a status hearing on Wednesday, attorneys for the two men and a prosecutor from the state all asked for a delay in the trial to allow for more discovery. The hearing was set for August 13th at 2 p.m. in the Kenai courthouse. President Trump on Wednesday said on social media that he would pause tariffs on most countries for 90 days, but would immediately hike tariffs on China to 125%. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told reporters at the White House that tariffs would be brought down to a universal 10% level during the 90-day pause aside from China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said China was the biggest source of trade issues for the United States and the rest of the world. Bessent said the decision to pause tariffs was not made because of the sharp decline in the stock market, insisting the pause was needed to come to bespoke trade arrangements with other countries. Bessent said that a range of issues would be on the table during talks with other countries, including liquefied natural gas deals, not tariff trade barriers, currency policies, and subsidiaries. Bessent told reporters that Trump had made his decision on Sunday. On Tuesday around midnight, Sedalton police responded to a report of a vehicle fully engulfed in flames while parked at the O'Reilly Auto Parts parking lot in Sedalton. Central Emergency Services responded and extinguished the fire. The car was a complete loss and O'Reilly's sustained damage to the exterior of the building. The cause of the fire is believed to be a result of mechanical issues with the car. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.